Every head bowed and every eye closed. God, we thank you now for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity. We're so grateful to be back in the service of the Lord one more time. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would stand me up, but blot me out, that those who have come might not see me, but help them to catch a glimpse of your glory divine. In the precious name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. I need you to do something for me. I need everybody to stand, give God a praise offering for blessing us to be here today. I need you to put your hands together. Come on, I just need you to put your hands together. Give God some praise. Give God some honor. Come on, give God some glory. Amen, somebody. The psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He said, make a joyful noise. Turn to a neighbor, said, that means joyful. Amen. He didn't say just make a noise, but make a joyful noise. Amen, somebody. You may be seated. It's good to be here. It's so good to be here. Now, I always believe that we ought to give honor to the angel of the house. You know, the fact that I'm here speaks to the notion that this man carries a lot of weight with me. Amen. It's a quarter to five, and normally I ain't nowhere around this time other than kicking back. So I want you to know that Dr. Armstrong carried a lot of weight with me. So I need everybody to just give God the praise for the angel of the house, for his integrity. Come on, for the work that he's doing. Come on, for the pastor that he is here, for his international ministry. Come on, for his international ministry. Amen. Sometimes when you have a good thing, you don't miss it until the well runs dry. Amen. And I honestly do believe that we ought to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. I also want to thank God for a lady who has been with me now for 43 years. You know, in 1971, 70, I met this lady at Grambling State University walking across the campus. And she was out of Jennings, Louisiana. I didn't know who she was, but I made up in my mind that I needed to get on my knees, have a little talk with Jesus. Amen, somebody, have a little talk with Jesus. And I thank God that she has been with me now for 43 years. She's been a blessing in my life, and I love her to death. I love her to life. I want my wife to just stand right quick and give, come on, honey, I need you to just, this is my bride, this is my bride, amen. Glad to have her. Glad to have her in my life. And let me just say this. I cannot say enough about how these worship leaders have conducted themselves. You call this poise. Amen. They got poise. They're very debonair. Amen. Look like I saw a little dancing going on up here. Can I get a witness, somebody? Amen. Now, he ain't been a deacon all his life. Some of that what y'all saw is what he used to do before he became a deacon. I wish I had an amen up in here. Can I get a witness, somebody? Amen. We ain't been in the church all of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. But you all are doing a fantastic job. Let's give them a hand. Come on, let's give them a hand. And let me just say this. I am so humble, and I am so grateful and deeply indebted to all of the members of Metropolitan who counted it not robbery to really come down and be a part of what you all are doing today. We are so grateful that you all took the opportunity to think about us. And Dr. Armstrong, I want to thank you. I know there are a lot of ministers you could have had to come, but I'm grateful that you invited me. Amen. This is our fourth watch today, and we are here. So I need all of the folks from Metropolitan to please stand. Everybody who came, I want everybody to stand who indeed made this trip. And I just want to thank you all. Amen, somebody. The nurses are with us. The ushers are with us. The choir is with us. Amen. The dancers are with us. And then we got some young youth ushers that are with us. I need them to come up here. Sister McCarthy, we got a lot of these young people. And I often say that if you don't give them something to do, they're not going to stay around long. Amen. They made the trip down here. And I want their spirit to be encouraged. Amen. I just want to, come on, y'all come on up here. I want their spirit to be encouraged. Come on, can y'all just encourage their little spirit today? Thank God for them. Come on up here. You all come on up here. This is our youth. Come on, you all give God the praise. This is our youth and young adult ushers. Amen. And we are proud of them. Amen. Thank you all so much. Now, when this service is over, they're going to give y'all a chicken leg. Amen for coming. Amen, somebody. Amen. You may be seated. You all may go back. This is so good. this is so good. You all are doing a great work under the leadership of your pastor. Without a vision, the people perish. In our inner cities today, we need churches that are transformational. And we need leaders that are transformational. And we need the anointing, given what we are up against. Your pastor is well known, not only in this state, your pastor is well known throughout the United States. His recent appointment, amen, somebody, he's now on the international scene. And you all ought to just bless the Lord for what God is doing here through this pastor right here. Amen. Praise God. And I want to thank you all for your hospitality. I really do. I want to thank you all for your hospitality. You all have been so good to us. And we are really now about to do this word so we can get you all back up to Newark. Amen, somebody? Amen. So I want you to turn with me now to 2 Chronicles. I want you to turn with me now to 2 Chronicles. And I just want to read one verse here in this 20th chapter. This 20th chapter, there is a verse here that I want to read. You may stand, if you will. The 20th chapter, there is a verse here, verse number 22. Verse number 22. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible, which says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. That's all I want to, amen. That's all I want to read. You may be seated. I just want to talk about the family's secret weapon. The family's secret weapon. I'm grateful, and I wouldn't give anything for my Southern upbringing. I grew up in a family of 15 in a three-room house where we only had a couple of beds, and most of the time those who could not get in the bed slept on the floor. But I thank God for my old school roots, because if it were not for my old school roots, I would not appreciate the blessings of God now. How many of you all in here can honestly say you may look one way today, but you got some old school roots? Don't fool me now. How many folks in here got some old school roots? If you don't mind just waving your hand, you got some old school roots. You might say, but Pastor, what does that mean? What I'm talking about is there's somebody here who know how indeed a black and white TV used to work. Anybody in here know how black and white TV used to work? And is there anybody in here who have ever had your knob to break off of your black and white TV? And as a result of that, you had a plow, a set of plows on the side that you would turn the channel. I wish I had an amen. Look at somebody, say, I know what he's talking about. And have you ever seen a black and white TV when the ears broke off and you had to go get a hanger, a clothes hanger, put it down inside of the little hole and put some aluminum foil on it and then try to get a signal into the house? Tell somebody, I'm from the old. Oh, I wish I had an amen in here. How many people do I have from the old school? I'm not talking about where you have a faucet that you could turn on the water, but I'm talking about where you had to go out to the well in order to draw the water out of the well. And then you had to put it on the stove, and then you had to warm it up. And then they had what they call a number three or two tub, where you would mix some cold water with some warm water, and then you would take you a bath. Now you go inside of the shower and you turn it on. But every time I get in the shower, I just start praising the Lord. Because of what I've been through, I thank God at that moment that I indeed don't have to live that way anymore. How many people in here are from the old school? I'm talking about the days when you couldn't go to Red Lobster and you had nothing more than some gravy and black-eyed peas. Now, I know you all are sedity and sophisticated now, and I know you dine with steaks and all of that, but there was a time when we didn't have no steaks. Is there anybody here who know anything about biscuits and syrup when you had to just sop a little syrup and eat some? Oh, I wish I had somebody up in here who knew what I'm talking about. Look at a neighbor, say, I'm from the old school. And that's one of the reasons I can't relate to rap too well, because you don't know what they are saying. I came up in a day and time where you could understand the music. I'm talking about the Temptations, and I'm talking about Marvin Gaye. I'm talking about James Brown and Gladys Knight. Can I get a witness, somebody? Now, don't act like you so holy that you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you know what I know, tell a neighbor right now, I ain't always been in the church. I know something about the Temptations. I know something about James Brown. Can I get a witness? James Brown was a genius, couldn't write any music, ain't never played no music, but he could indeed take two words and make a song out of it. Can I get a witness? James could just say, hoop, hop, hop, hey, come on, Maceo, hit that tone. Can I get a witness, somebody? I'm talking about the good old days, and I'm talking about the time when indeed we knew something about the old school. But more than that, I remember the time when I used to go to a small church in Doyleen, Louisiana. We didn't have any organs in there, and we didn't have any pianos in there, but we had some individuals who had melody in their voices. They would raise the windows on the church, and you could hear people singing a mile away. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I really know. Can I get a witness? Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Can I get a witness? Anybody in here from down south where you had to walk to church and you couldn't take the bus to church? Then I want you to turn to a neighbor right now and say, I'm from the old school and I know what the pastor is talking about. This text right here is a very important text. This text right here is a text that helps us to understand the power of praise and worship. Jehoshaphat is the main character, and Jehoshaphat now is up against the Syrian Ammon army. And Jehoshaphat does not know what to do because he is outnumbered by those who are attacking him. And so as a result of that, Jehoshaphat goes to the Lord and he says to God, we don't have the numbers that they have and we don't know what to do, but we're going to set our eyes on you. Now, the first thing you need to understand about this text is that God helps us to understand there are some things we just can't handle on our own. Is there anybody in here who have ever been in a situation and you had to acknowledge that you could not handle the situation on your own? Anybody in here have ever had your back up against the wall and you didn't know how you were going to come out of what you were in and you didn't know which way to turn, and the only thing you could do was set your eyes on Jesus Christ? If you've never been there, you just keep on living, because sooner or later, you're going to be in a space where you will exhaust your physical capability to handle what is in the front of you. And the only thing you can do is turn to Jesus Christ. And I want you to look at a neighbor right now and say, neighbor, I've been there and I know what the pastor is talking about. Have you ever been down to your last dime? Have you ever not known where your mortgage payment was going to come from? Have you ever had to go in the hospital and you had a little fear that came over you? Have you ever gone to get a diagnosis and didn't know what the doctor was going to say? How many people in here have gone in the hospital, but you are out right now? And what you ought to do is be giving God praise. Because a lot of people go in the hospital and they never come out. Can I get a witness? Here's what Jehoshaphat did. Jehoshaphat said, God, we're going to set our eyes on you because we need some help from you. And the Bible says that God spoke through somebody else and said to Jehoshaphat, I got a word from the Lord. God said that this battle is not yours, that this battle really belongs to him. And every now and then, you need to know that you're not fighting alone. Every now and then, you need to know that you're not on the battlefield by yourself. Every now and then, you need to have somebody say that the Lord is on your side. In fact, if you don't get anything else out of this message, I want you to leave here today knowing that the Lord is on your side. And it does not matter what you are up against or what might come your way, you need to know that God is with you. And if God be for you, then who can really be against you? Can I get a witness? The word says that no weapon formed against me shall really prosper. And when Jehoshaphat therefore looked to the Lord, he got a word back from God, which says then that I don't want you to fight this battle because this battle belongs to me. Now they got up early in the morning. Everybody say early in the morning. They got up early in the morning and they began to march out. And here's the first thing that Jehoshaphat did. The first thing that he did, he put some singers up front. Somebody said a few moments ago, we were showing out. I'm telling you right now, if you're ever in battle, you better show out. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about if you ever had the enemy on your trail, you better do what? You better, come on now, you better do what? You better show out. I wish I had an amen up in here. Because when you really think about it, thanksgiving has to do with what God has done in your life. But praise has to do with God's character, who God is, and how God walks with you, and how God really talks with you. And so here's what they did. They put the singers up front. Are there any singers in here? You see, every leader ought to know how to sing. Now, I didn't say you had to hold a note. I said you ought to know how to sing. I wish I had an amen. I didn't say that you had to audition and try to be in some Broadway play, but you know ought to know how to what? Sing. Is anybody in here got a song? This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Is there anybody in here ever got in your car and God just placed a song on your heart? And before you knew it, you had tears coming down your eyes. You weren't crying because you were sad about something, but you were crying tears of joy because when you started to think about how far the Lord has brought you, you got shown up happy in your car. And there are a lot of people wait until they come to church to get happy, but every now and then you ought to get happy all by yourself. I heard an old preacher say that when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, my soul shout hallelujah. I thank God for just saving me. I want you to give somebody a high five and say, neighbor, has he ever done anything for you? Has he ever put food on your table? Has he ever brought you out of the hospital? Has the Lord ever dispatched an angel when you almost were in an accident? Is there anybody in here right now? No, he raised a job up for you when you didn't have a job. I wish I had an amen up in here. Jehoshaphat said, I want to put the singers up. I want you to give a neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, do you know that praise will pave the way for a miracle to come into your life? Look at a neighbor and say, do you know what praise will do? Praise will pave the way for a miracle to come into your life. If that doesn't get you, let me tell you what praise is. Praise is our response to God's grace. Because he didn't have to wake you up this morning, but he did it anyhow. Didn't have to pay our bills, but he did it anyhow. And as a result of that, when you come to church, you ought not to wait for somebody to say amen. You ought to say amen on your own. And don't go back home saying who didn't sing. You got to make your own song. You got to sing for yourself. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. Dr. Armstrong, I'm like a helicopter today. I'm going straight up and come back down. Can I get a witness, somebody? How many people in here have just praised God in the midnight hour by yourself? Can I just see a show of hand? How many people in here know how to open your mouth and sing a little song? I wish I had an amen. How many people in here just can praise God all? Well, let me ask you something, Jehoshaphat. Why didn't you put the army up front? Why didn't you put the army up front? Why are you going to select singers and put the singers up front? I hear Jehoshaphat saying, you don't mind me taking a pastoral license, do you? Amen. I hear him saying, now, see, Jefferson, let me tell you, they understand military warfare. They understand the intelligence of the military. They don't have the anointing, but they have the weapons of military warfare. What God helped me to understand is that if we were going to fight this battle, we needed the anointing to flow down from heaven. And our secret weapon from the enemy was to give God the praise while the enemy was marching upon us. And here's what the text says. When they put the singers up front, as they began to sing, then God started to loose some ambushes that indeed started to trick the enemy. Look at somebody, say, if you got any enemies that are on your trail, you need to know the secret weapon that God has invested into your care. You need to know how to get the devil off of your track when the enemy is trying to lead you into, can I get a witness, somebody? How many people in here know the power of praise and how praise has brought you through the valley of the shadow of death? And how many people in here are not ashamed to open your mouth and give God just a little bit of praise? If he woke you up this morning, somebody ought to say hallelujah. If he started you on your way, somebody ought to say praise his name. If he put a running in your feet and a clapping in your hand, then you ought not be ashamed to open your mouth and say, God is a good God. Can I get a witness? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. And if you don't mind, I just need you to holler one time in the name of the Father. One time in the name of the Holy Ghost. And another time in the name of the Son. As I go to my seat. As I go to my seat, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of singing that is in my spirit. I don't know about you, but when I think about how far the Lord has brought me, something just caused me to open my mouth and start making a joyful noise. The psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. How many people in here can magnify the Lord? How many people in here can praise his name? How many people in here don't mind standing on your feet and telling somebody else, I know that I know I know that God has been good to me. I need everybody to give somebody a high five and say praise is a secret weapon that God has given the family. That means then that we ought to shout hallelujah. Shout to the glory of God. Because he's able to do all things. The ambush was not set until they started to sing. When they started to praise, God set ambushes. And I'm so glad. This is a family affair. Because the secret weapon for the family is praise. It's praise. It's praise. Whatever you do, when you're up against the enemy, learn how to give God praise. Amen. If you want victory, lift him up. If you want a breakthrough, lift him up. If you want a miracle, lift him up. If you want something exceptional to happen, lift him up. If you want something phenomenal to happen, lift him up. Amen. To God be the glory for great things he had done.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Everyone standing to their feet. Come on, somebody. Let's give God another praise offering for this preacher. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. That's what Jesus himself said. And so we want to just take a moment to lift Jesus up. To lift him up in song, to lift him up in praise, to lift him up in prayer. I want you to bow your heads with me as we go and extend this invitation to Christian discipleship. Father, we thank you for what eyes have seen.